Hello there, I'm Donovan Chikaz and I'm your host for the Trooper Talk podcast. Today, this is going to be a pretty short episode, but I wanted to talk to you guys about the super weapons created by the Empire. So we all know that the Death Star was the main super weapon they had created, but there were a lot that we don't know about, or at least don't until the Imperial Handbook was released, or published. It's a really good book, I would suggest buying it. It's really pretty cheap and lots of good knowledge in it. The first one I'm going to talk about is the torpedo sphere. So this was kind of like a miniature Death Star. It would orbit around a planet, and it could fire proton torpedoes in rapid succession onto the planet's surface or at capital ships outside of it. And it essentially is just incredibly effective and couldn't really be defeated unless you had a massive force. The next one is called Omega Frost. Omega Frost was essentially two conductor towers in a energy field. They would project it into space, and anything within this field, moisture is instantly flash frozen, and the molecules have minimal vibration as they approach absolute zero. So essentially, it would just freeze everything inside. So it would sheathe the holes and freeze the systems of ships and just completely be devastating, and it would kill anyone that was inside the ship. The next one is called the World Devastator. So a World Devastator is essentially kind of like a battle wagon that would hover above a planetary surface on anti-gravity repulsors. And it projects a tractor beam from its ventral bay, and it draws in dirt and rocks into it, and it melts it down into raw ores, and it has internal factories inside of it that literally make attack fighters that have droid brains to protect it while it keeps going. So it was kind of like its own army, as long as it could be protected until it had made its own fighters. There is a Super Laser Star Destroyer, is the one I'm going to talk next about. That is where they would take a Star Destroyer, and the Super Laser for the Death Star is kind of like this, but a much bigger version. So the ones on Star Destroyers could not destroy entire planets, but could destroy an entire continent or city. The next one is the Metal Crystal Phase Shifter. So I know the name of it is a little misleading, but it would really just emit an energy field that weakens the molecular bonds of a target. So if it was a section of durasteel on a ship, it would quickly be riddled by thousands of imperceptible cracks, and if it should happen to the pressurized hull of a warship, it would trigger a catastrophic loss of structural integrity, and it would literally just let everything out of the ship into the atmosphere of space, so killing pretty much everyone inside. The last one is the Orbital Night Cloak. The Orbital Night Cloak was a satellite network that they could put around a planet, and at any time the Empire wished, they could make the entire planet go dark and plunge it into a night that never ends until they decided it could. There's one huge weakness of this, though, kind of like the Death Star. If you were to destroy one satellite, the whole thing would blow up. Or, not blow up, but it would go down. You wouldn't be able to use it. So it was kind of weak, but it could do some pretty cool stuff. And we all know how an endless night would affect a planet. Thanks for listening.